Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Pesach and for Shabbos, Parshas Metzairah, Shabbos HaGadol, the wonderful Shabbos that is now upon us. Let me begin by going back to the riddle which I asked at the end of last week's shiur, and I thank all of those who reached out to answer it or to attempt to answer it. I'll embellish the riddle a little bit. The riddle is as follows. We all know Shabbos is holier than Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is holier than Chol HaMoed. What is it that is Osur on Chol HaMoed and Mutan Shabbos and Yom Tov? And what is it that is Osur on Yom Tov and Mutar on Shabbos? In other words, Shabbos in one case is more Kuladik than Yom Tov, this coming Friday night, a week from tomorrow. And one where something will be mutter on Pesach, Shabbos, and Sunday, be also chalmaid Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and will revert to being mutter on Friday and Shabbos. Could there be such a thing? Not only is there such a thing, but somebody sent me an email with the Shiloh, which reminded me of it. And the answers are, what is permitted on next Friday night, Shabbos Yom Tov, but not permitted when it's just Yom Tov? The answer is, we are forbidden from inviting a Akum to our Yom Tov meal, since we don't cook for an Akum on Yom Tov. Therefore, we don't invite an Akum to our Yom Tov Suda, Shema Yevashel Beshvila. You might cook for him. When Yom Tov is Shabbos, you're permitted to invite an Akum to the Seder, or to the Yom Tov, or to the Suda rather. Why? Because what's the reason? It's Osur, because you might cook for him. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook anyway. On Yom Tov, well, you're going to cook for a Yehudi. We're afraid you might come to cook for an Akum. But when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, there's no such fear. And therefore, Lamaisa, inviting an Akum on Yom Tov is prohibited. And on Shabbos, or Yom Tov Shabbos, it is permitted. What about the second riddle? Something that is Osur on Chol Moed, Mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and somebody actually asked me the Shaila, and I answered him. The answer is, I have a gentleman who's building a house someplace up in the mountains. He has a contractor who's paid by the job, not by the hour. Technically, the contractor is allowed to work on Shabbos and allowed to work on Yom Tov, because he's not being told to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He chooses when he wants to work. However, Chazal forbade such work in the house of a Yehudi, in the house of a Jew, because people will think, when they see a guy working in the house, they'll think that the Yid told him to work there. And therefore, the contractor is not allowed to work, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and not on Chol HaMoed. However, if you have a situation where you're building a home or business in a place where there is no Yid within the Tchum Shabbos, there's no Yid within 2,000 Amis of the city in which you're building it, in such a case, there's no fear that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a Yid will observe that someone's working in your house. In that type of a case, if someone's building something upstate or a different state, someplace, or he's building a commercial building somewhere outside of a Jewish community, there is no Jewish community, in that case, the halacha is that the contractor is permitted to work on the Jew's home on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we're not afraid of Marisayin, since there are no Jews within the Tchum that might come and see it. But on Chol HaMoed it's Osur, because on Chol HaMoed there is no Tchum restriction, and therefore the Gezeira of Marisayin, says in Shulchan Aruch, applies on Chol HaMoed even if there is no Yid within the Tchum. And therefore, the response to the email, it said, I'm building something in such and such a place. There are no Jews within the Tchum. Am I allowed to build on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed? Answer, Shabbos and Yom Tov you're allowed to. Chamayd you're not allowed to. The last day of Shabbos and Yom Tov again you're allowed to. Provided, of course, that you're not telling him to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's a contractor. He chooses when to work on his own. And so these are two interesting riddles. Once we're on the riddle topic, let me add one or two of my own. Who do you find? Which name? That is a name of a Jew. Someone else is a non-Jew. A third person who's a ger. All three in Chamisha Chum Sheitaira. That's a good riddle for the Pesach said. Who do you find? Where do you find a name that three people have the same name? The answer is the name Ru'el. Ru'el is mentioned as one of Yisrael's names. That's a ger. Ru'el, a Yosef ben Ru'el. One of the Nisim's father was Ru'el. He was a Jew. If you look back at the Nisim of Esav, you'll find a Ru'el there through too. So Ru'el is actually a name that you find for a Jew, a non-Jew, and a ger. And finally, one more riddle, for which you have to know a Sif and Shulchan Aruch, but maybe you do. How is it possible to eat one kazayas of food, and eating that kazayas obligates you in 20 brachas, 2-0, 20 brachas, because you ate that kazayas? I was going to tell you the answer, but you know what? Let me leave it for next week. Let's see if anybody can figure this out. Ate one kazayas of food, kosher food. And it obligates me in 20 brachas? How could that be? We'll leave that for next week. Let me share with you a thought for the upcoming Chag HaMatzos. In Kiddush, we say, Yayim HaShishi, Vayichol HaShemayim V'Aretz Chol Tzavam. Now, as you all know, Yayim HaShishi are the final two words of a previous pasuk. V'Yechulu is the beginning of a new pasuk. It's very disturbing. Why would it be that we say a nusach that's totally misleading? Totally misleading. Because the nusach says, Yom HaShishi, Vayichol HaShemayim V'Aretz Chol Tzavam. On the sixth day of the week, Hashem completed the heavens and the earth. Hold on one second. Hashem created the heavens and the earth on the seventh day. You're connecting Yom HaShishi to Vayichol. It's very misleading. Imagine if someone would say, Yom HaShlishi Vayom Elikim Yom HaEres Berakia HaShemayim. You'd say, what are you talking about? The heavenly bodies were created on Wednesday. How can you say Yom HaShlishi Vayom Elikim Yom HaEres? A trick. Yom HaShlishi is the end of the previous parasha. Yom HaEres the next parasha. You say, you're corrupting it. How could you say Yom HaShlishi Vayom Elikim Yom HaEres? You're corrupting the Torah. Yeah, we do exactly that. We say, Yom HaShishi, Vayichol HaShemayim V'Aretz Chol Tzavam. Somebody's listening thinks, on the sixth day, Hashem created his work. Strange thing to do. What makes it even stranger is that the remez to God's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Yom HaShishi, a Yod and a He, Vayichol HaShemayim V'Vav and a He. As if the Shem Hashem connects these four words. What? Yom HaShishi, Vayichol HaShemayim? No, it's Yom HaShishi. Finished. End of parash. Then, I saw an extraordinary thought, an extraordinary understanding in the Sefer Chesed Lavram. He says, the whole purpose of existence in this world is to take holiness and extend it, stretch it so that it covers things that would be mundane, would be worthless, would be meaningless. To take gashmias, to take physical things, and make them into ruchnias. That's the job of a Jew in this world. And not only that, this takes its example most prominently in Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, of adding to Shabbos, making Shabbos a little longer. What does it mean, make Shabbos a little longer? Because you take part of the Yom HaShishi and you turn it into Yom HaShvi. It's the Tachlis HaBriyah. It's the purpose of creation. For a person to take the ordinary, mundane things he has and turn it into a Davar Shebekdusha. So we say, Yaimashishi Vaichol HaShemayim, that we want to add the sixth day as a day in which we observe Shabbos Kodesh. And not only that, but Yaimashishi is Yud and Hey. We say that the Mulchama La'Amalek is that Hashem's name is not Shalem. It's just Yud Kei without a Vav Kei in Olam Hazeh. So we say, look, a Yud and a Hey by itself is Chleil. You want to make Hashem's name complete? Take some of Kodesh and turn it into Chleil. Take some of Kodesh and turn it into Chleil, then you're making Kaviyach Hashem's name complete, Yud Kei Vav Kei. We now live in a time of the year where Shabbos is quite late, Shkia is quite late, 7:30-ish around here. The Otazim Makab Shabbos at 4:30. Yet we rush till Shabbos. Why? There are some shuls that have an early Shabbos and a late Shabbos. I don't mean late. I mean an early Shabbos and a Zman Shabbos. Why do shuls do that? Why do they have two Zmanim? I'll tell you the top secret reason. You know why shuls do it? So that Erev L'Chayid could take one Shabbos and say, I want to do something special. I'm going to go to shul for the early minyan. I'm going to daven mincha. I'll be mekabel Shabbos, nice and early. After Kabbalah Shabbos, I'll go take a sefer. I'll go learn, get ready for Shabbos for the hour and a quarter between Plag and Shkia, and then join for Mariv. Therefore, I'll be doing Kabbalah Shabbos early, which is an ideal. I'll be davening Mariv after Shkia, which is an ideal. And I'll be able to grab Marayin, Chaparayin, some time in between. Ah, that's a wonderful idea. A great thing to try. Try it. You'll like it. It'll be fine. Don't worry. You tell your wife, I won't be home until 8:15. I'm going to daven with a later Mariv. But I'm going to go to shul for the early Mincha Mariv. Gevaldik. What an opportunity. It's an opportunity that presents itself when Shabbos is this time of the year. And finally, Shabbos HaGadol. What is Shabbos HaGadol? The Michtam Leo says HaGadol is the time of generosity. Gadol is Chesed. Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, is called the Shabbos of kindness, of generosity. Ki lecha Hashem HaGadula. Gadula is Chesed. HaGadula v'Agvura v'Tiferes. We know the first simanim of the Sfira are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. So Chesed is Gedula. It's Gedula. Rashi in Veschanan says, as Godlecha zumidas tuvecha. Godl is generous. And that's the way it is by Klal Yisrael. Come Shabbos HaGodl, the generosity of Klal Yisrael in helping other Jews be able to afford a proper Pesach. Things are so expensive today. To be able to come up with a financial help for people, to help them make a yomtiv, a makavadiki yomtiv. Yidden are so kind, are so generous. I'm sure that you're one of them. And make sure you're one of them. Let it truly be a Shabbos HaGadol. Wishing one and all an absolutely constructive lead up to Pesach. Hope you're able to rid your homes of all types of chametz. Chametz Shebebayis, Chametz Shebelev. Ah, we should elevate ourselves to Chodesh Nissan to become bigger, better, and Yitzhak Hashem closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good Shabbos to all.